from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We got captains voted on those last week. Really good group of guys from Jalen Johnson to DJ, Caleb Williams, KB, the two backers and the two tight ends. So it's I know it's a larger group than we're used to, but we have a bigger group of leadership now that we've had these couple years here under our belt.
All right, spread the wealth. Have the Council of Captains. Why not? If you said we have more positive leaders, go ahead, deputize them.
Positive leaders, and it looks like the voting went that way too, where you ended up with so many votes for those guys that it reached a threshold and just said, all right, instead of doing like another ballot of voting, these are who our captains are, and that's it. It's pretty cool to have a rookie come in and be the captain of the team. I'm not surprised because it's the quarterback position itself is a leadership position. But for his teammates to look at him that way, I think is very, very interesting.
Remind me, didn't we make a big deal that Jay Cutler wasn't voted a captain?
Yes.
We did, right?
But then he ended up being a captain.
He did, but there was sometimes it's rotating.
I think he wasn't captain that first year, and it was jarring.
Yes. They brought him in. It's like, this, here it is. And they were like, no, 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 no. This guy? Hell no.
Yeah, but they were very judicious. I think it was two offensive captains, two defensive captains, and Patrick Manley. I think that's how it worked.
And Manley is the lord of all captains.
Well, Olin was the...
Yeah, but Manley, because he was untouchable at what he would do. Olin was more like the head of the military, I think.
The captain of captains.
Olin was the guy that if there was going to be a palace coup, that was the guy that would have everyone behind him regardless.
So I think that year it was Olin and Forte, maybe?
It sounds right. It's hard to argue against that.
Yeah, especially like retrospectively.
Now, like, knowing what we know now,
like,
yes.
It's really hard to argue against that. But I think that it says something that was a slam dunk for the rest of these guys, that Caleb has carried himself in a way that makes it easier for them to be like, okay, I believe. DJ Moore had some really interesting things to say about why that was how it was.
He went out there and proved himself, took command of the offense, and he started opening up, and I guess people saw that, and we're rocking with him.
Did he surprise you this training camp with just kind of how he took the reins and how he improved and played like that?
He didn't surprise me. When you're number one overall pick, you better go out there and make something shake. Look, I'm about to curse, but you better make something shake. And he went out there and exceeded everything that we had set for him.
Sounds simple enough.
Yeah, and he later on had talked about, like you mentioned it right there at the beginning of it, that Caleb took his time kind of opening up. Like he wasn't just walked in and was an open book. That because of all of the things that he wanted to know about playing quarterback, that it took him a minute to kind of just breathe and then show his teammates who he is.
I also think that he is a very deft politician.
I agree.
I don't mean capital P, small p. Especially with the way he handles criticism by owning it. When, like, oh, this guy paints his nails. Like, yeah, I like painting my nails. It's cool. I enjoy it. I like going to the nail salon. I like putting on headphones and letting the nail tech do what they do.
Yeah, and it's a bond between me and my mom.
Yeah, and that was the whole thing. Like, you cried after you lost. Like, yeah, I felt really sad because we lost, and it means a lot to me.
So I showed some emotion.
Right. And it's like, okay. So what do you, he's not defensive at all. He doesn't pretend anything's not what it is. He's got a very natural ability to absorb and obviate criticism. That's, what's the word I'm looking for? To neutralize criticism. Where he can say, yeah, that's like, you're not insulting me. Yeah, I do paint my nails. So, what of it? It's not a threat. He's in, and I think it makes him very likable. And that sort of he knows who he is. And if it took him a little bit of time, he'd have to show all his teammates who he is every day.
Right.
That'd be annoying. And weird.
And also just look, I want to come in here and do my job.
Yeah, I want to get to know you too.
And I want to figure out how to do my job better. And then but you see, like, even on Hard Knocks, you can see him kind of like gauging, like asking people questions about who they are. And I think that if the really good leaders, they have either they sense how people are, they observe it, or they ask the questions to say, okay, this guy is, this is how I can work with this guy. This is how I can motivate this guy. This is how I can put an arm around this guy. That's important.
I think it's EQ and IQ, right? It is having that emotional understanding of how to read a room and how to empathize that can be immensely important to him as a teammate and as a captain. Jalen Johnson had this to say about Caleb Williams' captaincy.
I mean, he just continued to come in here and I feel like be who we want him to be. I mean, I feel like we know why we brought him in here. And I feel like he's just continuing to do that, continue to walk in those shoes and just continue to reset the bar for himself. I feel like it's just a step in the right direction for him. But I don't think it's a bit of surprise coming in here being QB1.
Yeah, you're the quarterback. And what are you going to do? What you going to do? And I think that he's just – there hasn't been – I think the Bears have been blessed that – their last three quarterbacks have all been genuinely good people. Like, Mitch is a good guy. Justin's a good guy. And this kid seems to be that, too. I think the difference in... it's almost like you could watch kind of like the evolution of it, where Mitch was still very guarded. And you saw some of the guarded in Justin, too. You didn't see him really open up. And I think that you just see someone who has been really planning for this for forever in Caleb Williams. And you see that evolution of, I've been getting ready for this since I was 10. So I kind of know how some of the pitfalls that Justin and Mitch ran into, I don't know if he'll run into.
Well, he's been a professional football player for years.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
years.
Now, some of it, though, is circumstance, too. And I am curious on everything is great right now. Until they kick it off on Sunday, everything is great. Like you always talk about, no one's hurt yet. No one's really been hit yet. No one's blown an assignment on a third down play. No one's taken third and five and turned it into third and 10 because they jumped. Because they did not, like, none of that stuff has happened. There hasn't been a bad pick over the middle. There hasn't been, you know, a disguise that you weren't prepared for.
Or there hasn't been a glitch in the headset that has you looking at the sideline saying, I can't hear you. Actually, they did have that in the preseason.
They did. They had it in the last game.
Which is good. I would do it on purpose if I were a coach.
See what your quarterback does?
Oh, yeah. I would absolutely cut up. I don't know. I guess I can't hear him. I don't know. Yeah, I would absolutely do that. But it's, you know, these things that happen on a sideline, it's not real till it's real.
But I will say that with everything that has been set up into making Caleb like the dude, I think that he'll be better prepared to handle some of those little things that for Justin and Mitch were like, you know, these are critical errors, right? Like, you get that, don't you? And then people at the Bears being like, no, everything's fine. Oh, okay. So if you're Justin, you're like, so you built an offense for someone else, and now you want me to do it, but you're not like helping me do it. That's a critical error. And then he just has to kind of live through that. If you're Mitch and you're like, well, wait, you brought this other guy in here and it's his job. You didn't tell the head coach that you were even going to draft me. So he didn't want me.
And I've only played like five games of organized football in my life.
That's a critical error. You know, to where it's going to be difficult to overcome it. But it seems as if with the Bears that everyone is on board with what Caleb is about, who he is as a player, and they like what they've seen so far.
Here's what Matt Eberflus thinks of Caleb Williams, quarterback and captain.
I put it to a vote. I had it with the offense and defense, and I had the guys rank those guys, and he came out really high. So, and all those guys did. That's what's great about it. And we had other guys that had great votes too, just not enough to get into that captain's vote. But that's a really good sign that he's got leadership throughout the entire team.
For Caleb, what's the balance that you hope he strikes in being, you know, wearing the C, being a leader, but also knowing that there's going to be growing pains probably for a rookie trying to figure out how to strike that balance himself? What do you hope to impart on him about that process?
Yeah, just be yourself. You know, just be yourself. Be authentic and, you know, let it come to you, which he's done. You know, he's worked his tail off. He's preparing. You know, he's got great passion, you know, in the practice and in the games, and you know, that'll all come to him naturally.
A lot of trust.
Well, they have to. They can't do anything but. They have set this system up for Caleb. The whole offseason, maybe the last 18 months, has been them setting it up for Caleb. So you've got to have complete trust, because there's the other part is there's nowhere else to go. What else are you going to do?
You know what they can do.
That's right.
Pure bloodlines.
The Bajency rides at dawn.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Yeah, I did.
Yes, you
but
did.
I did, but you asked, because you know this town. That it's always going to be...
That's not a choice. There's no going back.
No, I know.
Like this.
I like it.
This is where
like
they...
You're pot committed. Yeah.
Yes, they have pushed the chips into the middle of the table, and this is the hand. This is it. No one's coming to save you. There's no backup that's going to fix it. None of it. So the goal is that guy is excellent at quarterback or pretty good. Because even if he's pretty good, if you have belief in the way that the roster has been built up, then the Bears are in a position to be dangerous. But this is it. Like,
no, you don't unwind this trade. This all that it's taken to get here. What I mean by like the you've arranged everything. There's so many moves dependent on other moves and dependent on luck and dependent on Lovie Smith that have gotten you to this point.
And if this
he better be good.
You got to start like the road that you have to look down. Here's the really downside part of
this
it.
This is my job. Don't steal my bit.
You got to start looking at Arch Manning tape for 2 or 3 years down the line if this doesn't work.
I'm not doing that.
Because he can't even supplant Quinn Ewers.
I'm not looking at Arch Manning tape.
But that's how committed the Bears are, is my point.
September 3rd.
They're so committed.
Lawrence Holmes mentions Arch Manning tape.
They're so committed that there's nothing in between this and that.
But we don't even know if he's good.
I agree with you.
I think that's the point.
That's what I'm saying. And then he'll get here. And then it's like, oh, it's Arch Manning, pure bloodlines and all that good stuff.
Oh, the Bloodlines crowd will be so pleased.
Could you imagine?
Whoa. With Arch Manning drooling over Tyson Bagent. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, that's our...
I had to get on the line. I had to pick up the phone about Bagent. He's the real deal. This is coming from a pure bloodline.
You haven't seen nothing yet, sir.
Yeah, but what I'm... My point... Because I know this is going to get...
I know
Connor's going to put a video out.
Don't,
and it's going to get aggregated. My point is that the Bears are pot committed. It's Caleb or the 2027, 2028 draft.
The headline on the video will read, Lawrence Holmes hypes up Arch Manning.
Yeah, Holmes.
Future Bears QB.
Holmes, I'm done with this Caleb Williams guy.
Bring on Holmes, colon. Bring on Arch Manning.
Can Tyson Bagent get us to Manning?
Yeah, can he be a bridge quarterback to Arch Manning?
That would absolutely be why my rule is what it is. The moment our video department posts one of those, whether it's you, me, Layla, anybody involved, mute conversation immediately. Because that's when you start. No one listens to these dopes anyway.
Except for me.
Right?
Every day.
Except for me all the time. And I text on 5 different phones. But it's just like, oh no. Because it brings out all the Bears fanboys who either have been muted or blocked or who don't usually follow you. And that they only follow like the fans.
They follow the score.
Right. Well, they follow the fan sites or whatever. And it's like, where they said, what about what? I knew those guys suck. I haven't listened to them since today.
So again, to be clear, I hope that everything goes really well with Caleb Williams.
Yep.
And the Bears are very committed to Caleb Williams.
Yep.
So committed that if things don't go well, it's going to be a long time. Because the commitment is, like, here's another part of it. The commitment isn't Caleb goes out there and struggles through his rookie year and you move on. No, 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 my friend. That commitment is going to continue because football is hard. It's rough. It's difficult.
And one other tenet, development is nonlinear.
That is correct.
Development is nonlinear.
Look, since we're already doing future shows and I've already gone to 2028... Let me go to two weeks from now.
Okay.
After people have seen CJ Stroud up close. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't look the same, there are going to be people who are going to be mad. And that's why I keep telling them football is hard. And CJ Stroud, outlier.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.